the door has opened to the north side of the room where that sundial was, and it's gone to the right and revealed a circular passageway. The passageway is 8 feet above you.
I'm like 5'10" or something.
So you're gonna need help.
Throw that skeleton one up there.
You don't want to be doing that to me. Come on, I'm a very delicate skeleton. Look at these little bones, and I was touching that acid back there, and please don't
do it. I pick him up and throw him up there.
Lands, and his leg breaks off. Reattaches it. You happy there? Get your little throwing game on. All right. Well, you're gonna come on. You're gonna help me out. I'm just going to explore this myself. You want me to try to help you up?
I climb up there.
Make a strength check. You go to try to grab up, but you try to grab on, but you don't have enough strength to pull up. You can help each other too, and you get advantage.
Can I help JC climb up there?
So JC would roll, and you'd roll with advantage on a strength check. Very good. With the help of Johan there, you're able to grab on, firm grip into the edge of this circular hallway, and Trayvon is pulled into the hallway.
All right, I reach down and I pull up my captain.
With both of you, you are able to lift the captain up into the hallway. So you look down the hallway. The eagle has a gold ring. This thing is giant, like the size of your neck, in its beak.
Can I shoot my arrow at the ring?
Yep. You hit. Where are you aiming?
At the ring.
It kind of shakes for a bit, and the thing clamps shut the beak.
Did the arrow on it, or did the ring come out?
The arrow went by. It hit kind of the ring. It hit the ring. The ring did not come out. The ring jostled a bit, fell back, and in the beak closed shut.
That was a trap, me boy.
Oh, I wouldn't want to put my, like, say, reach protection in there and try to grab the ring. Oh, yes. Because that's what I was going to do, but I wasn't strong enough.
Can we smash the statue? Yeah. I just try to push it over.
You try to push over the statue, but it is securely placed in the ground. Very heavy. Almost connected to the wall. Down the way as well, you can see that the hallway starts to turn to the right, and there's also a passageway that leads to the west door.
Can I talk to the other animals?
The other, in this room, there are, there's a stylized head of a coyote, there's a stylized head of a bison, and then this one is a bear.
Can I look at the bear?
The bear is a really important symbol to the Shalton people, represents strength and courage. This bear is very ornately designed. Doesn't hold anything specific. It's just a very nice looking bust of a bear.
I look at the wolf.
The coyote is a devil trickster, and it is at the west side of the hallway here leading up.
I pet it.
You pet the coyote. The coyote doesn't do anything, but you feel the smooth stone of this coyote. And it's a very nice polished stone.
Very well made, yes.
Mm-hmm. Quality stuff.
Can I get the bison?
The bison is a symbol of constitution, of fortitude amongst the Shulton people. Do an investigation check. At first, when you looked at it, you didn't have your torch with you. And you look closer and you can see that The bison head isn't connected fully to the wall.
Can I pull it off the wall?
Yeah, you try to pull. It's heavy though. You try to push and pull, but it's not doing anything. But with the help of everyone else, you push and you weave and you hoe, and the bison head falls down, revealing a secret passageway.
More secret passageways means booty.
I bet the bear just for good luck.
You pat the bear. You feel a sense of courage and strength imbued in you. As you peer down the corridor here, a faint flickering light becomes visible. The light begins to move through the hallway and away from you, sputtering and waving just around the edge of your perception.
I walk cautiously toward the light.
Come here, yes. You.
Who are you? What's your thing?
I am a spirit of the past. I can help you and guide you to many places.
Where do you want to guide it? Wait, what's your name, man?
I am William the Whisperer. Ooh.
I'm going to call you Red Flag Ghost.
Now, are you going to try, are you going to lead us to Booty? Milasi, Milad.
Oh, yes. You seek treasure, hero.
Yes.
I can give you that treasure.
Why are you in this cave?
I am in this cave to help adventurers who seek fortune and fame. I am willing to help any creature that is pure heart and willing to help the cause of the Shulton people.
Right, so you're the willing William.
Willing William Wisp, yes.
All right, show us the treasure then, Milassie.
All right, follow me.
All right, I follow the Wisp.
Follow back the Wisp. Back into the secret passageway. Shouldn't have come in the secret passageway. Nothing good comes for those who go to secret passages.
While we follow him, I go, random question. Are you plant-based?
I am not a plant. I am an ancestral being that lives on the immortal plane of existence. He leads you down the passageway to the west. To your left, you see at the end of the corridor to the left, there is a small alcove holding a 3-foot-tall stone pedestal on which rests silver coffer. See? Treasure, you can trust me.
Now, you see here, Willy, do you think that there'll be any traps on that there?
How could it be a trap? Look at it. It's so perfectly designed and nice and,
I throw an arrow at the box.
Okay. The arrow goes... It doesn't really do anything.
Well, that's all I got.
All right, I'm going to trust you.
As you walk forward, make a perception check. Very nice. As you walk towards this door, you can see at the bottom of it, there is a metallic glint coming from a hinge that runs across the full width of this plate here. And you can see that it's a different color, the stone here.
Can I tell if it's a trap or not?
Something about the metallic hinge is giving you the idea that this is a hinged door. Like, this is something that open up.
Yar. I think you might need to throw a certain skeleton over top that.
Oh, no.
Yar, we might need to throw you just one last time.
I pick him up by the ribcage and I chuck him across.
You launch and throw him over the step and he lands on top of the little silver box there. All right. Very nice. What do you want me to do here?
Open the box, me hearty.
What are you doing? Stop it! Oh, get away from me, you stupid pesky thing. Get out of here.
You wanted us to get this, Will. What's that?
You don't want an undead. You can't trust those guys. The skeletons. They're evil skeletons. You know that.
He's a good skeleton. You need to chill the hell out and stop being racist, William.
Yeah, okay. Not that skeletons are a race, but fine. I guess they are in D&D. I guess I'll just let the skeleton do its thing.
Hey, let's see here. Okay. I touch the box
and I open it. Inside the coffer is a strange pauper figurine, narrow, with fins, looking somewhat fish-like. Written on this side of the figurine are strange runes. On the slimmer end is a small arched square panel.
Oh, this is a very interesting fish-like creature object here. What do you want me to be doing with this?
My parrot will come get us. And my parrot comes off the shoulder, flies, and picks up the thing. And comes and brings it back to me.
The parrot grabs the figurine out of the skeleton's hand.
Hey, what are you doing? Give me that back!
The parrot comes back to you, and you catch it.
And I investigate the figurine.
Are you able to read Elvish?
No.
It's a weird script. It's a weird, foreign script to you, but it looks very ornately, finely. Written glyphs and runes on the side of the statue. You look at it and it reminds you, this figurine, now that you have it in your hand, it looks like the girl that had the pet deal.
Oh, shit, eh?
Yeah, it's her as a figurine.
Cool.
So now you got her.
I got her. You might get her in the end, me laddie.
As a trinket, because that's what pirates really care about, is the booty.
I didn't get her booty, so I got this other booty of her booty.
Yeah,
the booty we saw earlier, boys.
Oh, I'm glad you're happy. How am I supposed to get out of here? Just jump down.
Just jump.
Okay.
The skeleton jumps off, and as he jumps off, a side part of the panel falls on him, and he takes 7 bludgeoning damage.
Yar, you be asking for trouble now, matey. One of me friends could have died.
and trust me.
You know what? I'm just going to leave him. Which way should we go, though?
I would go this way.
All right, we should go the opposite way, boys.
Not that it's any of my business, you know. Weren't we going down a secret passageway? Then this will-o-wisp thing just comes out of nowhere and just comes up, tells us to go another way. Oh, weird.
Yar, you know what? We should go the exact opposite way of what that will-o-wisp was saying. So let's go to where he said not to go.